the salt of the earth. And we spoke in the first place about the blessing, about the grace of that salt, and then the blessing by that salt, and what remains is the warning with that salt. Because Jesus said, ye are the salt of the earth, but, now there comes a but, a solemn warning, an earnest exhortation, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of man. What does the Lord Jesus now mean? If the salt have lost his savor. In Mark it is, if the salt has lost its saltness. It means two things. In the first place, it refers then to God's children. And they have that grace of the gospel. They have that true salt in their heart. Now, can they ever lose that? Never. Because the Lord Jesus says, none shall pluck them out of my hands. There is no apostasy of the saints. However, the salt can lose its savor. It can lose that saltness. That happens when a child of God does not live close to the Lord. When the fear of the Lord is not in exercise, then their life becomes looser, more conformed to the world. And then the inner chamber is empty. And then the life of prayer begins to languish. And then you pick up a book and you say, no, I will not read tonight. Or you listen in church and you say, there was nothing in the sermon this morning. And it can even come so far that you leave your seat open, congregation. And what is now the life of such person? Does that arouse to jealousy? No, nothing goes out from it anymore. Then the salt has lost his savor. Then you miss the comfort and you miss the liveliness of it. And what is then the result? Then there is no taste. Then there is no savor. Then there is no profit in the life of those people. And that is noticed. And then it can be, is that now a child of God? Did he now, or she, did they speak about grace? And how low, how far have they now departed? They are so barren, it seems. And even if you have never known them, and he is pointed out as a child of God, you say, I cannot believe it. Because the tree is known by the fruits. Wherewith then shall the earth around us be salted? You see, then that brings guilt upon a child of God even more. It is good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Do you see him standing there in the hall of Caiaphas, Simon Peter, one of the foremost apostles, and he denies his master with an oath? What about the life of David when he was in Ziklag, living a lie? No fruit in his life. The salt had lost his savor. Jacob, in Paddan Aram, for 20 years, we do not read that the Lord spoke unto him. Abram, when he was trying to help the Lord fulfill the promise, and he married Hagar, and he received the son Ishmael. Lord, that is the one. Then the salt has lost its savor, congregation. And what do we read? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Now, it does not say that the Lord does this and carry this out. But he will come back and teach those people that they deserve to be cast out forever, that they are worthy to be trodden underfoot and to be cast out forevermore. Oh, you know what Luke says? That it is good for nothing, not even for the land, and not even for the dunghill, because if that salt comes on the dunghill, and you spread that dung on the fields, then it will bring barrenness upon the fields. Oh, that is now such an earnest warning for God's children. If the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? And he that thinketh he standeth should take heed lest he fall. But that word, the warning that comes with the salt, also applies to those who preach the gospel especially. Those whom the Lord has called. Those whom the Lord has sent out. Or perhaps they have run without being sent. But that there is a measure of gifts granted unto them. And then the Lord says the salt can lose its savor. You say, how is that now possible? You have Judas. The disciples did not discern him. He was sent out to preach. He was sent out to do miracles. And he no doubt did so. And no one discerned it. So all his words were right. And it sounded according to the truth. But it was not salt that had savor. It was not salt that was truly salting congregation. Oh, and so it can happen that all the words are orthodox, that everything is quite in order, but the spirit is missing. There is life missing. There is no humility. Then we can talk about many things, and it is still not the truth. Can also be a deceiver. He comes as a wolf in sheep's clothing, perhaps. And then they take the scriptures and they wrest them. Then they twist them. And they preach only half a gospel. And then the form of godliness may be there, but the power is missing. And often, ere long, you will observe the sins that they commit. But meanwhile, they draw others away. Oh, and then it is not the doctrine according to godliness, because those two have to go together, congregation. It is a disgrace to the name of the Lord. It is a danger in God's church. And what do we then read? Then it is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Cast out, and then forever. We read in chapter 7 that there will be many in that day that say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And have we done not many miracles? And the Lord will say, depart from you, from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. False preachers, they have perhaps official gifts, but the salt has lost its savor. And then there is nothing that will salt the earth. There are no earnest reproofs against sin. There is no sweetness of the gospel that is proclaimed, that goodness and that grace of the Lord. We mentioned Judas. What about King Saul? A promising beginning, but after a while, the grace that the Lord gave him to be a king was withholden from Saul, given to David. He was being qualified, and then the end of Saul was that he took his own life and came into perdition. Demas, a helper of Paul. But the salt lost its savor and he departed and we never heard of him anymore. Congregation, when the Lord works these things, then it is a warning also for the congregation, for each listener. Because as soon as the Lord opens our ears, opens our heart, then he gives a measure of discernment. I heard Reverend Block say it once, then they do not eat everything anymore that is given to them from the pulpit. Then there is a tasting of the things that are savory. They desire to have the experimental truth. But congregation, then, if that is missing more and more, that there is no salt that is proclaimed, that begins to be lacking in the congregation, what do you then end up with? Form and ceremony and superstition and hypocrisy. In short, the same darkness as you had in the time of the Middle Ages. Oh, what is then necessary? That continual prayer, yes. That continual asking, if the Lord will still give that salt upon the earth, people with grace, ministers with grace, office bearers with grace, that they may be helpers in the congregation to preserve also the congregation. In short, what do we need? Reformation in the church continually. Reformation in the heart of God's children continually. And reformation also in the families and congregation, that many who are unconverted still would receive that salt in their heart. And that the Spirit would begin to work quietly, but irresistibly, to preserve against that corruption and to give you the savory taste of what the gospel is like. Oh, then it is the salvation that comes to Israel from Zion. And then it shall be the prayer, bless thine inheritance, our Savior be, we pray. Supply thou all thy people's needs, and be thou their constant stay. Amen.